friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We started the show taking a look at 1-5 against 1-5, leading to Fox Sports saying hot seats for coaches. Number one is Mike McDaniel of the Dolphins. Number two is Kevin Stefanski for the Browns. Do you actually think that this game could decide somebody's future? I think it could. I think it's more likely to decide McDaniel's future than it is Stefanski's.
I'll buy that. I'll absolutely buy that. I'm just curious. Did you buy my whole theory of leaks that we would be hearing about front offices?
I think there's something to that. Yeah, I do.
There's just always somebody who will have something. Will say like, well, the Browns might be fishing around for this or that. Very much like the same way where they were fishing around for Deshaun Watson when they had a starting quarterback. It's kind of like you kind of hear little rumors here and there, and then you go, can that be true? Can that be true? And then if it's not true, you turn around 2 days, that was a lot of hot air. And then sometimes it's not, and then you hear the reality of it. But they're not good if you're hearing them, if those kind of stories are out there.
I would agree. 1-5 is not the place to be, by the way. We'll explain that coming up. Fred is in Maple Heights. Fred, welcome to the show.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Hey.
Fred.
Fred.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, we can.
Hey, I agree with you guys, but wasn't Miami not too long ago like a hot ticket item? Weren't they going? Yeah. They had some receivers and everything, and they kind of just fell off, huh?
Well, remember when McDaniel went down there? They were all happy with him, and it was, you know, the boy genius and all that stuff, kind of, is because he's a really young-looking guy and is a different approach. I like the guy, personally. I think he's a really creative coach, but obviously it's not going real well for them. Losing Tyreek Hill didn't help either. But, Fred, that's the thing. We know what it's like in the NFL. If it doesn't work for an extended period of time or even a short period of time, you're in trouble if you're a coach.
True. And my thing is this. I think, well, this is my opinion. Like, everybody got one, man. It just seems like the Browns have gave – I know we haven't had the best receivers, the best tools, haven't gave him the best weapons at all, man. But I think they gave him more than enough to work with since he's been here. And all I've heard is excuse after excuse. And I've seen, like, this little clip on Instagram with him saying, it's on me, it's got to be me. And it's just – it's ridiculous how many times he has said that. And it really is on him because they have gave him the tools. And now it just seems like – It seems like they're butting heads. It's almost like the front office want to do something with quarterback, and he wants to do something totally opposite. Maybe it's the scheme. Like you said, Jeff, he's not scheming guys open. But I think they gave him a lot of weapons over the period of time of being here for him to use it and to have a better winning record than he's given us, man. And I think they're kind of out of excuses. And Andrew Berry and nobody else stepping up and saying anything, it seems like they're leaving him holding the bag at the end of the day.
It's a great point at the end.
I think another AFC North. I just think another game, man. I think he really out of here. It's the writing's on the wall. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, Fred. Thank you. The one thing about what McDaniel has done in Miami, and I think this is somewhat comparable. At least I think it's comparable to what's happened to Kevin here in Cleveland. And McDaniel, this is his fourth season. His records are 9-8. 11-6, 8-9. So, in other words, had one good year, 11 wins, and two okay years. Mm-hmm. And this year, they've fallen off the face of the earth, and they're 1-5. And Kevin's records here, he's had a couple of 11-win seasons, you know, 8-9 wins, been right around there. And then last year, fell off the face of the earth after an 11-win season to go 3-14. And then this year, starting out 1-5. So it's weird because last year was Kevin's worst season. Mm-hmm. McDaniel's in his right now, same record as Kevin. You know, and they're already talking about blowing up McDaniel because of other factors along with the wins and losses. You know, just the way the team is playing and the way the team is going and Tua speaking out and all that stuff. Dominic is in Rochester. Dominic, is this you?
Hey, Dominic. No, my name is Old Folk.
Oh, okay. What up?
It's an interesting thing. Family name?
The nickname, old folk.
Hi, old folk.
How you guys doing, man? Good, new to the Cleveland sports media. I followed the Cleveland Browns, you know, for a long time, since Brian Sipe days. But they've never been my favorite team. I've just been, you know, partial to the Browns, kind of like, I see a puppy that don't get fed and you want to take care of it.
That's nice of you. We appreciate that.
Hey, old folk, you on a speakerphone by any chance?
Yeah. Can you come off?
Yeah, can you please? Thank you.
One moment. I'll try to take that off.
We need we need hold music for that.
Give me your song.
Yeah.
All right. Here, really quickly.
Way better.
I'm trying to understand the love affair with Kevin Stefanski and with the Cleveland media. I don't understand it quite, because he's the epitome of average. And let me explain what I mean by that. If you give an average NFL coach a playoff roster, he will produce a playoff team. If you give an average NFL coach a less than playoff roster, he won't produce a playoff team. In other words, his presence is not a bonus. There is nothing about him that produces or helps to others produce their best, right? So he's the epitome of average. He needs his.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Presence won't bring about anything more. He's not a above average coach who can take a middling roster and win with that.
So very few coaches can, though, old folk.
I agree. Mm-hmm. So you can get average anywhere. It's about building your roster.
Well, then it's what you're saying is it's not the coach's fault. Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, why the love affair as if he is above average?
I don't know. I think part of this is...
I'll argue your love affair thought.
Yeah, and it's not just local. If you think it's local, I mean, I just read that Jeff Kerr story from CBS Sports that said he will find another job somewhere else. The last line again. He won't... I just lost it. If the Browns move on, Stefanski will get another head coaching job because this one's not his fault. Because this mess isn't on him. I think the reason that Stefanski gets so much extra time here is because the what seems to be going down in history is the worst trade in the NFL for Deshaun Watson doesn't feel like it's on him. And that's why I think people are a little bit more, he's got more cushion than others do. That's why.
I would agree with that. Old folk, thank you. And I'm interested in seeing your birth certificate.
It's a nickname, Joe.
That's what I heard.
Yes, that's the word.
That's what I heard. See, he does make a valid point, I think. If you're a competent NFL coach and you've been around and you have a really good roster, you can win some games.
How many coaches have we seen have their first shot in the NFL, didn't work out, and then all of a sudden, hey.
They figure it out a little bit.
Andy Reid's been fired before, right?
Absolutely. But Andy had a great big run in Philadelphia, and he's having another one right now in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, take a look around the league at guys that you think are phenomenal head coaches. It's a short list.
It's a very short list.
You know, there aren't a ton of guys that you think are phenomenal head coaches and are real difference makers. There really aren't. And I'll back up what old folks said. When Kevin was given a roster that had some talent on it, he showed he could coach it to the playoffs. They were 11-5 in his first year. They bounced back and went 11-6 in 2023. And then it fell off the face of the earth last year to 3-14. Now, is that on the coach? Might be. Might be. Might not be.
He gets a lot of credit for the pandemic year, keeping things together, winning a playoff game. That went a long way.
Winning 11 games with 5 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a hell of a coaching job. It really was. And last year was not.
And right now we're in a downturn. So is he going to be around to turn this thing around? I don't know.
There you go. That's
the question.
There's the question.
He's at the bottom. Can he work his way back up top?
Julius is in Baltimore, home of another 1-5 team. Hello, Julius.
Hey, Julius.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Well, good. How are you?
I had better days. Go Browns. So I wanted to talk about, to old folks' point, the personnel that have come in once we bring Shador in. You know, it's an electrifying persona that comes with it. You know, and I feel the engagement in the league will cause better players to want to come to Cleveland. We're not going to have another Jarvis Landry willingly come to Cleveland again. You know, I think we fell into a cash cow. And to expect Dillon Gabriel to come out and be Doug Flutie 2.0 is outrageous. We see the potential that he has, and it's not anything that we're excited to see. I say we just throw this rock in a pond and see what we can land. You know, and to old folks' point and to your guys' point as well, once we get that personnel, Stefanski's going to look like he was in Minnesota all over again, where Kirk Cousins got paid almost $1 billion from Stefanski's offense. So we can see that same thing come from Shador and the personnel throughout the league, because everybody loves Shador. You know, I know it's the media says opposite, but I do think that it's worth the try.
Let me just counter you on one point. You know, you take a look at our star defensive end here who wanted to leave, and what kept him here?
Oh, money.
Money. Cool. So that's why I'm just telling you, it's not like players don't want to come to Cleveland. I mean, really, with any no offense, Dan, moving to Green Bay, Wisconsin doesn't exactly sound like the greatest thing at all. But have we heard Micah Parsons complain once about playing there? No.
6 months of winter? Why wouldn't you sign up for that?
Yeah, I mean, if you see your shadow in the fall. I mean, so I agree with 90% of the things you said there. But the one key thing is I think money trumps everything with these guys, and it doesn't matter. They can live in Cleveland if they're making the cash.
And, Julius, let me ask you one thing. You said everybody loves Shador. Do you mean around the NFL? Do you mean players? Obviously, front offices don't, because he was on the board in round 5.
Right. Well, I'm talking as a casual fan.
You okay. Know. Fans are crazy about the guy. There's no question about that.
92.3 Shador.
See,
he's got his own
jingle.
Yeah. Look at it.
I mean, the man has his own jingle. What he doesn't have is playing time yet.
I'm not going to be upset when Shador steps under center. I'm not. I mean, I'm
Shador.
I just don't want it to happen at Gabriel's health at that expense. You know, I don't want to see anybody get hurt.
I want to see Gabriel play really well.
I
don't care. Yeah, he's up now, so let's see him play well.
Before we have more drama next year when you get to the draft, and all of a sudden now you're trying to figure out why Nussmeier isn't starting week one or whoever.
Nussmeier.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.